Why do we spend our prime years in cubicles, trading time for money? Jacob Lund Fisker asked this question, then created his escape plan. After saving 75% of his income for just 5 years as a research physicist, he achieved complete financial independence and retired in his early 30s. His approach isn't about minor financial tweaks or extreme frugality. It's a complete philosophical overhaul of our relationship with money, work, and freedom. Unlike conventional personal finance books promising millionaire status through small adjustments, Fisker's method represents a paradigm shift that has inspired thousands to break free from consumer culture decades ahead of schedule. His insight? By reducing superficial needs and saving aggressively, financial independence becomes possible after just 5 years of full-time work. The key is learning to live on the economy rather than trapped in it, developing a rich life that costs surprisingly little. We're prisoners in a modern cave, chained by mental rather than physical bonds. Society teaches us to see others not by what they are, but what they own. The luxury car, not the stressed owner struggling with payments. We spend our productive hours on work that often lacks meaning, while equating busyness with virtue. When this system creates unhappiness, we're advised to engage in retail therapy, perpetuating the cycle. We accumulate possessions and debt, while the service economy thrives on creating problems to solve. Despite assumptions that living on $6,000 to $10,000 annually must be boring, it's possible to enjoy a high-quality lifestyle without retail prices. The secret? Skill development and reprogramming consumer habits. Breaking free from consumerism demands a philosophical shift beyond simple frugality. True freedom means abandoning the work, paycheck, spend, repeat cycle in favor of developing creative problem-solving skills. This mirrors the Renaissance ideal of cultivating multiple competencies rather than narrow specialization. A Renaissance person, a polymath, masters at least one field while maintaining competence in many others. With a process-oriented mindset, one develops expertise across multiple domains, creating powerful synergies. For example, combining gardening and nutrition knowledge enables optimal food production and health, while understanding construction and design leads to creative housing solutions. While traditional societies participated competently in all aspects of their culture, modern specialists know only narrow slices. Society measures success through net worth, but real wealth comes from multidimensional skills that create value beyond financial metrics. A specialist must pay others for everything outside their expertise, while someone with multiple skill assets needs less money and has diverse income potential. Through focused effort, 1,000 hours for competence, 3,000 for mastery, one can develop expertise across physiological, economic, intellectual, social, technical, and ecological domains. Economic possibilities can be mapped using linearity and coupling. Coupling measures dependence. Tight coupling means strong interdependence, like relying on a paycheck, while loose coupling offers flexibility. Linearity indicates whether activities have predictable outputs or complex feedback loops. These create four types. The salaryman has specialized income from a single source with limited control. The working man takes on variable projects with uncertain income. The businessman controls extensive cash flows using both personal and others' capital. The Renaissance man develops broad competencies, requiring less from the marketplace to achieve financial independence. While society emphasizes financial capital, true wealth stems from developing human capital across seven domains: physiological, health and fitness; intellectual, broad knowledge; economic, resource evaluation; emotional, values alignment and resilience; social, community connections; technical, understanding technology; and ecological, systems comprehension. Developing these capacities creates genuine independence. The Renaissance approach mirrors a university structure: independent subjects interconnected through collaboration. This modular design ensures resilience, as problems in one area don't collapse the entire system. Breaking the consumer cycle requires insourcing previously outsourced skills. Start with basics: haircuts, clothes repair, cooking, buying used items, public transit, library use, gardening, and basic maintenance. This isn't about deprivation, but about becoming a producer rather than just a consumer. Renaissance skills need only serve your needs, not be marketable. Projects should either be free, using existing resources, or income-generating. Avoid those that only cost money. Rather than focusing on tactical productivity improvements within fixed constraints, focus on improving strategy itself. Remember, you can never do just one thing. Every action has ripple effects. Building multiple goals into each module creates resilience through interconnection. Financial independence through early retirement relies on proven methods that work in any market. The key metric is your savings rate. At 10%, 9 years of work funds 1 year off. At 20%, the ratio improves to 4 to 1. At 50%, 1 year of work equals 1 year off. The formula is 1 minus R divided by R, where R is your savings rate. These ratios are flexible. With a 50% savings rate, you could work 1 year and take the next off, or work 3 years and take 3 off. At 75%, you could work 3 months and take 9 months off annually. Investment returns multiply savings longevity. At a conservative 3% return, each monthly expense needs 401 times that amount in assets to sustain indefinitely. A $20 monthly payment requires $8,020 in assets. A $40 cable bill needs $16,040. This shows why one-time purchases often cost less than recurring expenses when pursuing financial independence. The consumer trap keeps us dependent on buying solutions instead of developing practical skills. Long work hours fuel this cycle. We work more to spend more, while stress-induced health issues demand even more spending. Our economic growth often just measures money changing hands rather than actual well-being. True health mirrors a child's natural state, joyful movement, curiosity, creativity, and authentic connections. Functional fitness emphasizes whole body movements over isolated exercises, while eating patterns align with actual activity levels rather than rigid schedules. Mindful consumption focuses on lifetime value over initial cost. Quality items lasting decades prove more economical than disposables needing frequent replacement. This approach, applied to food, transportation, and housing, creates a simpler, more satisfying lifestyle. The Renaissance approach builds a richer, more resilient life through skill development and mindful consumption. By breaking free from the consumer trap and developing competence across multiple domains, we create true freedom to live life on our own terms. This path redefines success and fulfillment. Measuring achievement through capabilities, connections, and contributions rather than salary or possessions. The Renaissance individual is defined by the breadth of their knowledge, skills, and relationships. Financial independence isn't just about money. It's about reclaiming your time, attention, and purpose. It's about building a life rich in capabilities and connections rather than possessions and transactions. What would you do if you didn't have to work for money? The answer reveals why the Renaissance life is worth pursuing.